So today was the yahrzeit of the Arizal. If you ever been to the Arizal's kever, he's buried in Tzfat. He has a very, very famous minhag that's brought down by the Arizal to do before davening. It's brought down by the Arizal. The Arizal says before a person davens every day, he should accept upon themselves the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. Very, very interesting. The Arizal says before you get up to daven to pray to God three times a day, you should accept upon yourself verbally, Hareini mekabel alai mitzvah aseh shav Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. I'm accepting upon myself the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. It's a very, very interesting thing. There's hundreds and hundreds of other mitzvahs, or 612 other mitzvahs the Arizal could have picked to be able to take up, that a person should take upon himself before davening. What's the connection between that a person should take upon themselves the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha before davening? So there's a very good sefer that I just got, I think around a year ago. I have a couple of others from the sefer called B'Fkodecha Asicha. It's a rav from Muncie. He's a skver chassid. He's a very, very big rabbi. Happens to be, he's had a very, very tough life. A lot of his family was killed in a fire. Very, very much. And he's been through a lot of tremendous tragedies. One thing that I very much like when he does, he quotes a lot of good stories. So we're going to maybe we'll go through a couple of stories and be able to try to answer the question of why the Afka does the Arizal bring down that we said that a person should accept upon themselves the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha before they daven. What's the connection of davening and the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha? So this the sefer called B'Fkodecha Asicha brings down the famous Yerushalmi. Everyone knows it, but they don't know where it is. Yerushalmi in Yoma Perkav Halacha Av. Kol dor she'eno nivna b'yomav mylan alav ki'ilu achrivo. Right? Every generation that doesn't rebuild the base of Midrash, it's considered as if they destroyed it. Right? That's not just a fluffy thing. That's a Gemara. That's a Halacha. So if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, the way to build it, or the way we destroy it every year, is through what? Is through Sinas Chinam. Sorry, right? So maybe we see here that maybe it's not just a Stam thing that the Arizal is telling us to be able to mimikabel the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha before davening. Because why does a person daven? A person's davening because they're lacking something. So the ultimate lack we have in the world is the Beis HaMikdash, right? That's the ultimate lack. The ultimate thing that the world is lacking. Any time there's someone who's sick, someone who needs a shidduch, someone who's in need of parnasa, it's all because the world is not complete yet. It's all because the Beis HaMikdash isn't here. So we see there's a connection. If there's a lack of Avos Yisrael, if there's a lack of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha, then what? Then there's a lack of completeness in the world. And dafka, right before we dive into Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the time to be able to accept upon ourselves. To fill that lack. I'm sure you guys know this, but every night of the year that Pesach falls out on, Tisha B'Av falls out on. Whatever night of the week. So this year Pesach fell out on a Friday night, right? You guys all remember? Friday night Motzei Shabbos. For us Jews in Chutz La'aretz, not for everyone in Eretz Yisrael. And this year Tisha B'Av falls out on a Friday night. So there's a connection between Pesach and Tisha B'Av also. We're not going to go there. That's another shear for another time, but just maybe say a Pesach story, maybe to end up to help us with the Tisha B'Av message. After the Holocaust, I actually used this story for one of my model lessons in Florida. Baruch Hashem. Happened to be after the Holocaust, it's very, very hard for Jews to get matzah in Europe. People think, if they were done with the war, they probably had a sukkah and a matzahs and Torahs, everything. Things are still very, very tough in Europe. And what happened after the war in the DP camps is that you had to have connections, you know, to be able to get matzahs, to get a lulav and esrog, but it wasn't so pashut. And in the spring of 1945, right, we got redeemed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in 1945, right before Pesach. And there was a very, very big concern of how they were going to get matzahs. One of the rebbes who had a very, very big, had a lot of connections, his name was the Skolener Rebbe. And he was the guy, you had to go to him, he gave you one matzah, he gave every family one matzah. So the Vizhnitzer Rebbe, who was a couple camps away, he heard about the Skolener Rebbe having matzahs. And he sent his son a couple of days before Pesach, make sure to go get me a matzah for Pesach. As a good son, he goes on his way, finally gets to the Skolener Rebbe, he says who he was. He says, okay, here's a matzah, kol tov, I'm very busy. He said, listen, my father told me a very specific thing before I left. He told me that I'm not allowed to come home unless you gave me two matzahs. I can't come home. So Sklener Rebbe now turns to the vision of the Rebbe's son. Now he says, "What? I'm sorry, we don't have enough to give two matzahs. If we give two, then everyone, right? If you let one kid go to the canteen later, then all the kids are going to want to go to the canteen at 11:30, or some of them do anyway, so it doesn't matter." So what happened? He said, "Rebbe, my father said I can't come home if you don't give it to me. What should I do?" He said, "Listen, if your father said you can't come home, your father's a very holy person. I'll give you the two matzahs." What happened was, he takes the two matzahs and he goes home. Erev Pesach, his father, the vision of the Rebbe, turns to him and he says, "I want you to go back to him, bring him a matzah. Bring him one matzah. Don't ask questions, bring him one matzah back." He knocks. He travels a couple miles back. He comes back to the Sklener Rebbe's his dorm, whatever, his apartment, whatever they had in the DP camp. He said, "Rebbe, here, my father wanted me to give you one matzah back." He said, what's going on here?" He said, "My father knew that you would give out your last matzah to another Jew before you had a matzah for yourself. My father knew that you would give out your last piece of your mitzvah before you would be able to, before you would take one for yourself. He knew that you would give out every single one. So he took one for you to make sure that you would be okay." So there's two messages on that. There's two ways to look at that story. There's one message, you look at the Sklener Rebbe. He, before his own mitzvah, he wanted to make sure that other Jews were going to be able to mekabel their mitzvah in the proper way. That's one message of the story. What about the vision of the Rebbe? That he was so concerned about his own mitzvah and to make sure that he knew that the guy who was giving out the matzahs, who had the whole deal, that he was sensitive to the fact that he would be able to have their matzah also. So maybe now we could try to connect it to the beginning. Why is it that the Arizal, who is his yard sits today, "Hey Thomas," why is it maybe 5 days before Tisha B'Av or Mirtz Hashem, Mashiach, why is it Dafka? The Rizal says that a person should accept upon themselves the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Rechah Kamocha. Because when a person accepts upon themselves the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Rechah Kamocha, that's the essence of life. That's the essence of everything. That's the essence of Avodas Hashem. If a person's not good in their Avos Yisrael, but if they're good in their davening, good in their learning, in their chesed, there's something lacking. We all know people like this. Mamish, you go to a wedding and you see people dancing who are not part of the family. Or they're at a bar mitzvah. They're not a bar mitzvah, but they have such a smile on their face because they're mamish enjoying not their own little shmorg table. They're just enjoying seeing their friend happy. How many times, I'm sure you guys will see this, I'm sure you've seen this at bar mitzvahs, people just sitting on the side on their phones. It's crazy. I'm no one to give mussar. There's a Jew, it's someone having such a huge step in their life. You should feel like it's your own simcha. My mother-in-law, my wife's mother, she's the epitome of this. When someone else has a baby or something, someone gets a job or whatever it is, it's not her own family. It could be a complete stranger. She's crying. It's incredible. And Lo Aleinu, Rachmana Litzlan, when something's happening, like last summer, when every single day, Rabbona Shalom, there's another soldier dying, literally, I would get on the phone with her, she would be crying like it was her own son. Crying like it's her own daughter. It's an incredible, incredible thing. The Avos Yisrael that my mother will have, when you see Rachie tomorrow, tonight, whatever, you tell her, there's a lot, and every single person here knows people like this. But at the end of the day, that's the Iker Voda. We're not doing anything fancy. To try to be able to be nice to other Jews. Give a smile here, a smile there. Your counselors, your division heads, your hair counselors, we're working so hard. Sometimes we're so quick with everyone. I don't mean it, no one else means it. We try to have the tremendous love for every single person on their own level. But to be able to for, hopefully for us, now in the Arizal's yard site, to be able to take this message of his message tomorrow morning before I say Matovu, in some Siddurim, I think in the Blue Siddur, I'm not sure if it says it, to say, "I hereby accept upon myself the mitzvah of loving every Jew like myself." And in that schuz, Bezuz Hashem, will make the Arizal proud, but most of all, we'll make HaKadosh Baruch Hu proud, and we'll add another stone for every single thing we do, for every single thing we will accomplish, Amir Tashem, in the third and final base of Mikdash, Bezuz Hashem, Yisparach. Shkoyach.